Welcome to another edition of the Rebel Room Podcast. We're here after a UNLV basketball game. Ray Brewer, Rob Mish, Las Vegas Sun, UNLV with a 78-69 victory against Southern Illinois. Rob, another win for the Rebels, 3-0. Trevon Willis, career high, 25 points. Matt Shaw, 13 points off the bench. Again, UNLV, 9-point victory to move to 3-0 on the year. First take, Rob, what did you think of the game?
Boy, they from the outset, they got punked. They got punched in the nose is what they did at the start. They were down 18-6, which wasn't a surprise. Everybody, the Lon Kruger and his old staff, knew what Southern Illinois is about. Chris Lowry played point guard at Southern. Tough, gritty team, defense in your face, aggressive. And eventually, UNLV figured out how to use that against Southern Illinois, and that all came courtesy of Trevon Willis. Very big night, 25 points, 8 for 11 from the field, hit all 7 of his free throws, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, 26 minutes. How about that? 25 points in 26 minutes. However, way beyond any of those stats and figures is what he means to the team, and that came out in the third game of the season, which was this evening. He is tough, he is gritty, and the Rebels needed every ounce of what he represents to kind of thwart a very difficult Midwest team that makes its living in the paint, makes its living by bruising you, and this team really, you know what, I don't want to say they came of age tonight, but they proved a lot that they can play tough and play gritty and come back from a deficit. And they showed a whole lot of people a whole lot of heart tonight.
Yeah, just continuing on with Trevon, Rob. UNR game, last game, he was in foul trouble. Didn't contribute to that comeback. And I think that he had a little bit of a chip on his shoulder today, and he wanted to go out there and prove his worth, so to speak. You've been with the team all offseason. Here's a kid who put the hours in, took all of his shots, really worked hard to improve, and 18 points in the second half. More importantly, he had 7 rebounds, 4 assists, a complete game, and he's really stepped into that leadership role. And I know at the beginning of the year, that was one of the big questions around the team. Well, who's the leader going to be? And I think Trevon went a far way tonight in proving that he's the man for the job.
Well, you know, in bits and ways and parts and parcel, last season he showed that he was the leader. You know, some people might not have wanted to listen or might not have wanted to, take some orders from him and taking his example and run with it. That's not on his shoulders. I'll tell you what, he's always wanted to be the leader, and this showed a lot tonight. You know who it showed a lot to was Chris Lowry, the Southern Illinois coach. I talked to him afterward, and he said, we didn't see the real Trevon Willis against Nevada because, UNR.
Let's get that right.
Yes, my bad. Because of the foul trouble, and Chris Lowry was not surprised tonight that Trevon showed what he showed and did what he did because it seems like Chris Lowry has seen him in the past, and that sure came back to power the Rebels. I mean, he sort of capped off. They were down 18-6, and then they made the huge run, and he sort of capped that off with a 3-point play. Very, very tough play. He faked the guy. He went in the middle. I will detail that in the story tomorrow that we will have up at I guess it's right next to the thing that you clicked on to hear us right here.
Exactly.
And he really thought about it. I mean, it's an instinct play, and it happens bam, bam. But in retelling it to me, it's just kind of astounding what goes through a guy's head in the matter of 3.8 seconds to make a play like that. And we saw him hit a three-pointer, he hit a three-pointer. To cap the 24-20 lead. And then he made the 3-point play to cap the second half comeback. So he had a lot going on. It was almost difficult to keep track of what he was doing all around the court.
Yeah, UNLV, Rob, 4 games including the exhibition, and all 4 games they've started out slow. They've struggled a little bit out of the gates. Today, as you mentioned, they fall behind 18-6. What do you make of the slow starts? Obviously, it's problematic. What does coach think of it?
You know, there's not much to say. He'd like strong starts. He'd like strong finishes.
Yeah, who doesn't?
It's pretty simple, you know. It's tough to put a finger on. It's almost like they need a rabbit, you know, when you're running a marathon or you're running a race and you start off from the gates, and if there's nobody really to push you, you're just kind of going to slog around until you see someone take the lead, and then you got something to chase, and you know what you're going after. It's almost that type of deal. It's almost like they don't do it on purpose, but it's almost like, well, we're going to fall behind 10, 12, 18, 6, and, well, okay, it's time to start playing. Not that they consciously go through that or anything, but, you know, it's just, I think they're just having a little, they're being challenged, finding those shots, sinking them early, and if you can come back the way they have the last couple of nights, you know, that sure does show a lot. But you don't want to make that a habit.
Rob, we've both got the box score here in front of us, and some numbers that stand out. I think the biggest number, second half shooting for UNLV, 17 to 22 from the field, 77% for a team that had struggled a little bit with its shots early on in the season. 77% in the second half. Obviously, some high percentage shots, but what do we make here, Rob, of just that 77? What a nice number. It's like Villanova in the championship.
Boy, it sure was.
Georgetown.
You know what? That right there is what the foundation of Lon Kruger's team, what he wants to do. He wants to just get in your face on defense and create turnovers and race down the other end and get easy transition buckets and maybe a couple free throws along the way. So that was prototypical, and Chris Lowry knew it. And, you know, Chris Lowry got caught a couple times tonight, more than a couple times, just with some rotations and switches and young bucks kind of playing out of, not out of position, but just, you know, they were in places Chris wouldn't have liked them to have been. UNLV took advantage of them tonight, and that's really what we saw. You know, look at the rebounds. This is a tough Southern Illinois team, and UNLV got the edge on the boards 38-29. And a lot had to do with they got a three-headed monster down low. Bryce Masamba is the starting center, but Matt Shaw and Darius Santee, they are going to play as fouls warrant, as production is going. And I think that is just an incredible luxury that Lon Kruger did not have last year. We saw those guys score 22 points tonight. 6 rebounds, 4 blocks. They shot 8 for 13 from the field. You talked to Matt Shaw after the game about that three-headed monster, and I'm sure he probably had a little insight, huh?
I think the biggest thing that stood out from our conversation is he said that two things. One, they're really pushing each other in practice, and just having, you know, three bodies to go against each other every day is making all three of them that much better.
And hold that thought. There's someone under the radar regarding that too, and that's Carlos Lopez, who is redshirting this season. He decided that week before last, and you know he can't go unnoticed, because I'll tell you what, since he decided to redshirt, he is having the best practices as a Rebel.
No pressure.
He had some fantastic, especially, wow, that would have been Monday, Tuesday. He was dynamic in practice. He had some great moves. He's playing with confidence. He's not shrugging his shoulders as much as he used to. It's almost as if a very big weight has been lifted, because he knows his role. He knows what he's doing. He knows that he can take the season. He can learn. He can get stronger and bigger and keep pushing these guys. And so he would be the fourth, I don't know if you want to call it a four-headed monster with three of them playing, but just such a luxury to have low post players who are prototypical, who are producing.
Yeah, and another thing Shaw said, and I guess this ties in with Carlos, Rob, is that they really genuinely like each other, and they want to see each other do well, and that's part of the thrill of this you know, solid night for the crew. 22 guys, Shaw with 13. Bryce had 4 points in 9 minutes in foul trouble all night, Rob. And Santee, you look at his line, 5 points, 10 minutes, nothing to write home about, but two of those buckets came during a run at the end of the game. Back and forth the whole way after the Rebels got back into it. 9 times the game was tied. 9 times the lead changed. And Santee comes down. He has a nice layup, I think, with about 6 or 7 minutes left. And it really kind of sparked the run there at the end of the game. UNLV eventually grows its lead to double digits.
Boy, that was huge. UNLV was up 61-56, and they had back-to-back possessions, a fast break transition where Santee ended up finishing very close, and all of a sudden it's 65-56, Chris Lowry's calling timeout, and they're trying to regroup and, you know, get ready for a stretch run. But we saw that was just fantastic run in the court by Santee. And you know what, the three-headed monster is really going to cause other people problems, because, you know, Lon Kruger talked about after the game, and he's going to continue talking about this because it's such an asset of his. It's such a flexible team he has that people can do different things. And, you know, he can put Matt Shaw in there, and he's going to shoot threes. You know what? Matt really had a lot of critics for the past year or two talking about his toughness, and we saw some very tough rebounds tonight by Matt Shaw and Santee and Masamba. So I think they are just making their critics shut up right now.
I agree with you. And another thing is it's not, you know, the weight of getting the rebounds, not on those three guys, because Derek Jasper will grab some boards for you. It's a team effort, boxing out, grabbing the rebounds, and the three-headed monster, Rob, of the post players, Santee, Shaw, Masamba. They're actually fairly athletic as well. Obviously, Shaw could step out. He did it on the pick and pop tonight with Trevon and hit the three. But you saw Santee run the court well. Obviously, we've documented Bryce lost some weight, and he's looking real nimble. He actually scored the first point of the game and the first point of the second half for UNLV. And it's fun to kind of watch the transformation in these guys, because I know at one point, and maybe still, the inside fells, the post fells, I could have been considered a little bit of a weakness for UNLV.
Yep.
But it's a work in progress. It's only game three, and they're definitely headed in the right direction. And here's a game tonight where back and forth, Rebels down again. This is a great game to have before everything gets kicked off and started, before you get into the heart of your schedule. You know, you got to rally. Everybody pitches in. And I know Rob Coach talked afterwards in his press conference about how, you know, this might be a game that comes back. And, hey, we're glad we were in a close game like this. It's going to help us out later on in the season.
Boy, some people might have laughed at that opener against D2 Pitt State. And, in fact, last Sunday I was in Phoenix watching Louis Amundsen play. And at the end of our long conversation, we were talking about UNLV, and he just says, yeah, man, have him schedule some more tougher opponents. Huh? What's this, Pitt something or other? He had a good little laugh, but, you know, he's rooting everybody on, and he's wishing the best for the Rebels. And all of a sudden, here we go with in-state rival UNR. They thump them, and then they have a very tough Southern Illinois team, and they thump them. These are two excellent back-to-back games and victories, and they're going to learn a lot from them. Holy Cross is no slouch coming in next week, and then they got the big one against Louisville. So, you know what? If there are any games that are going to prep and prime them for what's coming around the corner, they've just had them.
Yeah, and UNR on Wednesday is a top team in the WAC. Southern Illinois, a top team in the Missouri Valley. I think both teams have a legit chance of winning the conference tournament and making it to the NCAAs. And these two wins are going to look real good for the Rebels. Rob, last game against UNR, it was maybe a trio of guys from the bench. You know, Justin Hawkins, Steve Jones, Anthony Marshall. Those guys came off and kind of sparked the victory against UNR. Tonight, those guys, their numbers aren't as polished or accomplished. I think Jones and Hawkins both didn't score. But other guys contributed, and that's, I think, where it's a team effort and the team is starting to take shape. Again, UNLV, a 9-point victory. Team effort, Rob.
Boy, you know, the three guys who keyed the last victory, they combined tonight to have more personal fouls than points, 3-2. They had more turnovers than points, 6-2. You know what? That's not to be harsh or critical on them. It owes to the fact that this is a deep team. We mentioned how versatile they are. Lon Kruger has a whole lot of different moving parts, and I think we're going to see different things, almost different games, you know, different combinations rise to the occasion, and then you're going to have a blue-collar, lunch-pail game like this. Southern Illinois likes to bang you down low. They're going to give you a few elbows. You're going to taste some forearms, and who comes to the fore and spreads out his toughness is Trey.